Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Updates for Lives and Friends. Hi, this is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And please follow us on our blog at divaabdul.com. There you can sign up for an e-newsletter, which gives you all the posts I made during the day. And I have been posting more often lately, which is fun. I'm glad I'm back in it. Facebook, Diva Days of Her Lives, that's our page. And also you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and subscribe to our iTunes page. And tonight we have Anna joining us.
Hello.
And where can we find you on Twitter?
You can find me at @CozzieHooch. And, yep, so follow me there.
Yes.
iTunes, since you mentioned iTunes, for those who haven't checked it out before, it's really fun because you can go back and find the old interviews that we did with, different actors along the way from Days and General Hospital. And so it's kind of fun if you're on the treadmill or something, just pull up an old show and listen away. Kind of a fun way to kind of go back and think about old storylines and stuff like that. So anyway.
Yeah, but be careful if you listen to some of the interviews in public.
Yeah.
I had a friend listen to, I think it was the Patrick Muldoon one, on a treadmill at the gym. Yeah. And if you ever heard our Patrick interviews, oh, my gosh. Make sure you go to the bathroom first. Don't drink any liquid. He is a riot.
I remember I went to the bathroom and
I laughed in my bedroom for like an hour. I couldn't sleep. I was still laughing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
there was that one where he was Austin or was he Patrick? Oh, my gosh. He kind of had to be there. It's kind of hard to recount it, but it's like we were just dying. He had us cracking up. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, he was fun. But, yeah, we've had a lot of good ones over the years. So it's a nice, neat way to go back and find archived, the not only the weekly shows, but just but the interviews over time. So it's a nice, fun way to go back and listen in case you missed something or you just want to listen to it again or whatever. So anyway, so I just thought I'd mention that because it is nice to have that iTunes still. So.
Yeah, and this is our 226th episode. And I didn't count interviews. Yeah, that's not including interviews, so we're probably closer to 300.
Wow.
Yeah, and we had our six-year anniversary last month. So, yeah, we've been doing this for a while.
Wow, time flies. Gosh.
I know, it really has.
Crazy.
And
look at full circle. Now, Teo's back on the show. It's like right about the time the Diva first started was right about the time he left. So it's like, all that excitement, all that excitement.
Yeah, the Diva blog started, it was a few months before Tony was killed off.
Mm-hmm.
And within a week of putting the blog up, and that's when we got word that Tony was getting killed off. So we started everything with a bang, and everybody's like, this blog was just created to break that news. It's like, no, the blog was in my mind for a couple of weeks, and Marianne and a few others and I brainstormed. Then I put it up, and then we got dropped a spoiler. And then everybody's like, oh, they're going to disappear. They're a one-hit wonder. And, 7 years later, the blog's still here.
Later,
7 years later.
Yep.
But, I forget our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka and say hello to those two. And Bob's been on Facebook though, mostly, so. He hasn't been harassing Kim Kardashian on Twitter lately, so.
Oh. Enjoy watching for Bob's posts on Facebook and stuff and Twitter. But and Amy had a birthday last week. I think we wished her happy birthday last Saturday, and I didn't get a chance to go on Facebook so she had a birthday last week. So, but they are good friends of the show, and they need to call in, by the way, because it's been a while. We got a lot of exciting kind of stuff coming up. Did you want to mention something about the news about another cast, another character?
There was a ton of news that got dropped this week. The next murder victim, and if you want to not be spoiled, you want to probably mute right now. It's going to be Will.
No.
A lot of kind of people speculated that, because people were hinting that Guy Wilson was let go.
He's such a nice guy. Everybody that I've known that's met him in person just really liked him.
Yeah, I did a brief 10-minute interview with him when he first got on, and he couldn't have been any nicer. And when I interview usually people under 30, it's like pulling teeth. It's really hard, but they'll give you yes or no answers. Like the pros, they got stories. You don't even have to ask them a question. They'll just talk for 10 minutes. The guy was easy. He was so nice. And I want people to remember that. I mean, even if you were happy when he got killed off, please remember, seriously, Guy Wilson, he's the nicest guy. He really, truly is. So,
yeah.
Good luck to him.
And I've heard that from several people who've been at different events and stuff and have spent considerable time with him and everything. So, yeah, I mean, it's a shame. You hate to see people go like that. But he will be missed, and, he's been appreciated for his, for being such a good guy. So, anyway.
I wanted to say something a tad bit controversial, and I'm just expressing my own opinion. When Allison Sweeney did an interview about her coming back to Days, but she's coming back, obviously, for Will's funeral, and she said a few times, basically, that she was the one who came up with the story of why Sammy is back.
Oh.
Am I the only one putting two together and coming up with four, thinking that it was her idea to kill off Will? What do you think?
Interesting. I don't know. Because it ties into the, no pun intended, ties into the broader picture of the serial killer thing. So it would have had to have been, if Will gets killed off, then Sammy can come back for that. I mean, I honestly don't have any basis of knowing either way, but I really kind of doubt it. But I could be wrong. Or it could be for a different, she could have meant it for something else. She might have said, there might have been another reason that Sammy is coming back too. I don't know. But I don't know. That is an interesting thought. And it's her birthday today, I think, too.
Right. Yeah.
So happy birthday to Ellie Sweeney. And I guess might as well pimp her show coming up on the Hallmark Channel, which I'm excited to pimp because now I actually have the Hallmark Channel for the longest time ever. Didn't carry it. I did notice that you have to upgrade to get to something else other than what I have to get the movie channel, the Hallmark movie channel. But the regular Hallmark channel I do have now, and I noticed that it finally. I just tweeted AT&T the other day saying, "Hey, I really wish the Hallmark." So I'm sure it was because of my tweet that. But anyway. So I will take full credit for that. So anyway, but she has a movie coming on, I believe it's the 26th, next Saturday night, a TV movie on Hallmark with an actor I've never heard of but as her co-star. But I guess they play radio, like kind of like a Love Lines kind of radio host or something. And fall in love or whatever. But anyway, so it'll be nice to see her on the screen. I'm kind of looking forward to it now that I have the Hallmark Channel. And I'm kind of hoping that they replay the one that she did with Greg Vaughn, because everybody talked about that one forever, and I never got to see it because I didn't have the Hallmark Channel at the time. So anyway, so not like Allie Sweeney needs more pimping from us or anybody, because she's obviously great at you know, PR. But yeah, so it'd be nice to see her in a different role and, you know, check it out. So anyway. And I also said that she's not going to be the Biggest Loser host anymore. That was music probably about a month ago, but I was really kind of surprised about that. But maybe she's just doing more projects for Hallmark and everything, and kind of choosing her battles or whatever. So
yeah. So and speaking of returns. There we got leaked in the promo clip that Teo did an interview with TV Guide this week, saying Andre's back in town when there's a Stephanus heart attack that happened this week, and I think Teo's back this coming Friday.
Yeah.
But Stephanus tells him to lay low and stay in the house, and Andre gets antsy and basically crashes Will's funeral.
Oh yeah. Was that supposed to leak? Oops. But
oh no,
funny.
I mean yeah, leaked that. Yeah, that's hilarious. If
I know,
thought, hey,
I know.
You know, I'm bored, I'm gonna go to a funeral.
I know, only Andre would do that, right? Oh, that's gonna be very interesting. Yeah, So and it's nice. I was enjoying watching John and Steve on screen together again, like old times. And you know, I just got to see Friday's show this week, but it was really nice to see them. And Marianne's going to be tuning in here a little bit, but we'll have to talk about the name of the ship that Bo escaped to at some point, apparently. So very important name. So. I'm trying to think. Oh, and then they also announced Greg Ming's book tour for the Days of Our Lives 50th anniversary book. They announced the book tour dates and locations and everything coming up towards the end of October. So look for that. Look for that information, because that'll be fun. So some of the actors will be going to the different different events or different locations and stuff. So, anything else on the news front?
Oh, we didn't have any Kate this week, did we?
What's that?
No Kate this week. Was there Kate?
Yeah, there was no Kate this week. That's partly why I only got to watch Friday's episode, because Kate drought's really ridiculous. She was only on a couple days last week, and, yeah, Kate fans get a little irritated with the lack of story and screen time for Kate. But anyway, but remains hopeful for the future. But anyway, right now it's an exercise in patience to get through some of this. But let's see. So that's so no Kate report, because Kate wasn't on.
That's a bunch of crap. I'm not happy with that at all.
Yes. Because it looks like this Teresa thing, this Teresa, Kate, and Nicole thing could be really fun, but, you know, I wonder how much they're really going to take it, you know? So
I think that's going to happen this week, though. I guess Nicole finds out Kate's, Teresa's silent partner.
Whatever.
Not their silent partner.
Yes, definitely.
And this week, we also get to look forward to seeing A. Martinez joining Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yay!
And unless you know absolutely nothing about soaps, you should know A. Martinez was the Cruz Castillo from Santa Barbara, and he's also on One Life to Live also. So, yes.
I think he might have been on General Hospital at one point, too.
Maybe, I don't know. Oh, and he's also
He's also got a Netflix series I need to check out. I've heard it's good.
Yeah, and I saw him in a movie too. She-Devil with Roseanne Barr. He was like her pool boy.
Really?
He was. Yeah, you see him in the beginning.
Funny.
He's like basically wearing the itty bitty tiny little bathing suit.
Oh boy,
so.
that's worth a look. that's worth a look. That's exciting. That's exciting. So he shows up. So this week, coming week, we have the Teo Penglis coming back, and we have A. Martinez showing up in Salem. Gotta be a good
week
then.
Oh yeah,
I still get goosebumps that Teo's back. I'm so excited. There's just such a huge fan following for him. I'm just so excited. I think it's gonna be great.
Yeah, and it just, you know, when he's on screen, it's not gonna be boring. You know, everybody's gonna be on the edge of their seat, seeing what he's gonna do next. We don't know. All we know is Andre's not the killer. So, so what's he up to? Oh, there was another rumor Teo put out that Andre is actually Stefano's son and not his nephew.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was reading something on, about.com? What is it? I can't think of her name. Janet?
She ripped that off of the TV. Yeah, she just reworded what TV Guide wrote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
No, she didn't.
I happen to see it on there, but yeah.
Okay.
I thought maybe. Okay.
Yeah, I have a tendency when people repackage other people's interviews to make it look like it's an exclusive interview and then leak everything and then link. I don't do that. I try to write very briefly what was said and then link. So people go to that site who did the work bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not
right.
everybody does that.
Right.
She tends to repackage other people's work. But, I don't know if I like, I don't understand the purpose. He's already a nephew, so why turn him into a son? That doesn't make any sense to me. Is it just to create a new sibling rivalry with Chad? I mean, I don't get it.
Could be. And, you know, I have the sense that, too, that trying to sort of, well, I don't know. It's made me wonder because with, you know, Stefano getting up there, it seems like maybe needing to have another patriarch in the family or whatever, and maybe they felt like it would make it stronger if Andre was literally his son instead of his nephew or something. I don't know. Which doesn't really make sense because Tony wasn't technically his son at all, not even blood-related, and that doesn't matter. I mean, he raised him, so he's a son, you know. So, I don't know. Maybe the writers just the new writers just felt like it would, it was somehow needed or something, or maybe it gives some backstory, or, we've gotten a sense that they're going to be writing Andre maybe a little bit differently this time, and so maybe it kind of goes in with all of that, you know. So who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I know is it's going to be darn nice to see Teo Penglis on my screen again in Salem.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing him with Billy Flynn. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing him with all the veterans.
With
Joe,
with everybody, yeah.
Yeah, I like to see how, yeah.
We better get
like
a Tate Andre Tango redo as well.
Oh, yeah. And I have to say, too, and I love Joe Mascolo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting a little concerned. I don't want to watch Stefano in a chair or a hospital bed. And it's kind of obvious that Joe's reading cue cards, too.
But it makes me so sad because he's so beloved. He's so beloved. And, you know, and we want, you know, he's an iconic character and plays an iconic character, and he's a legend as far as, you know, his acting and stuff in daytime. So it's hard to see, you know, it's just hard to see that he's having some health difficulties and stuff. But it's good that he's still on, though, and it's nice to see him. He's still looking good, you know. He's a Joe Mascola's so talented and everything. So it's just, it's hard.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Stefano and Jen mentioned in the chat room, we had an awesome Stefano Victor scene this week in the hospital room. Now, I mean, it's getting a little silly. Basically, anybody can walk into Stefano's hospital room.
Yeah.
You would think he would have armed guards. For some reason or other, the nurses are turning a blind eye. Here's a cardiac patient who, I mean, it's literally the same day that he had a heart attack. They're like, oh, no visitors.
Aiden's going to drop by and make a visit.
Yeah, Aiden's been there twice already. Rafe was in there harassing him.
And of
then
course,
Victor
I'm sure nobody's supposed to know there's a connection with him and Aiden, but yet Aiden's been there twice, so yeah.
Yeah, and Sierra busted him too. Good for her.
Oh,
she busted him.
Cute. Oh, that's cute.
Alia
Lornbolt
is amazing.
She's awesome.
What are you doing in Stefano's room? He's a bad man. That's what she said.
Oh, that's funny.
So Victor and Stefano were kind of, Victor basically say he wants chat behind bars. And they were discussing family and all that. And Stefano's like, are you done? You know, you got your insults in, you know. Time for you to leave. So then while Aiden was there, he took the key. And I was joking on Twitter today, because I caught up on Thursday and Friday today. He's basically found some blank checks in that study. And I said, well, it must have been easy for him to find the blank checks, but that's the only room in the Demira mansion. So he didn't have to go through all 50 rooms. They're down to just one room now. And, of course, it's in an unlocked drawer. You know, so we leave by blank checks in an unlocked drawer where every day people keep randomly walking in that room. I mean, Abby's been there. Abby's in the...
Well, because,
the
of course, the security at the gate at the dimension as well is quite strict and tight, isn't it? So anybody can just walk in the mansion as well. Kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, Abby is in the Demira mansion several times a day. So, I mean, there was... I was in my apartment. I was painting, and I wasn't paying attention. I had my music on, doing my thing, and my mom just starts talking to me, and I screamed bloody murder. She didn't tell me she was coming. She just walked into my apartment. So I don't understand why people aren't like freaking out. You know, when people walk in, if somebody walks into your place, wouldn't you freak out a little bit? I mean,
yeah.
They didn't tell you they were coming. They didn't knock on the door. They didn't ring the doorbell. They didn't call. They didn't text. They're just in the room with you. I mean, seriously, I scream my hand off. I'm surprised no one called 911.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Yeah, she just walks in.
But it's just ordinary. It's just ordinary for everybody to drop in the crime family mansion, you know. It's like...
Yeah.
You know, anybody can walk in there.
Yeah, I mean, at least Clyde, he's polite enough to knock. I mean, you know, he visits Jennifer and he visits Marlena. I know a lot of people are kind of glad as we think Clyde's being killed off. I say, though, James Reed is one hell of an actor.
I really like him. I've always liked him on there. I think he got a bad rap because of the writing about, you know, Jordan and everything. That's what screwed him up. I mean... It's a shame because he was a really great actor and he had some really good stuff going, and just kind of like, I don't know, just kind of sad that the writers screwed him over so bad, I think. But
And speaking of writing, Marianne is on the phone.
Oh,
hello.
Hey there, Marianne.
Well,
you
yeah, I see.
We surprised to hear the name of the ship that Bo is on?
Yes, I had a laugh. I said, oh, my God, I finally got a mention on Days of Our Lives for all these years. But how did that happen? I don't know. Should I demand some money or something? A reoccurring role or something?
You think anybody put in a good word for you? Yeah, exactly. I think there ought to be a drinking game, don't you guys? I don't know. Every time they say Marianne on there, you know, the ship name, I think everybody ought to drink something or I don't know.
Yeah. So that's where Bo's at, huh? Bo's riding the ship there, huh?
Yeah, that was just so out of the blue. I was like, oh, my
God,
that's hilarious.
I know.
What
did they say?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's spelled the right way. That's what I want
to
know.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to find out.
Yeah, that was funny. So
we were just talking about it being a big week with Teo coming, making his first appearance.
Yeah.
Anything you want to tell us about Teo or anything like that?
He's supposed to be on Friday. This is his first appearance, and he's also, if everybody knows, he's also going to be doing the book tours. In fact, a lot of them. Greg Ming had put out there.
Yeah.
The 50th. The book is coming out, and I guess there's a lot of different cities. And they're coming to L.A. I know Teo should be in L.A., and I think tentatively he's supposed to be in New York, New Jersey, and Tennessee, and possibly maybe Atlanta, but that's not a definite. But and also with all these different ones that are out there, it's not – I know they haven't posted, but that can change. They can add more or they can change, and you know what I mean? So most of the actors are participating in one way or the other, whether they're going to be in all the cities or part of the cities. So he's involved in that.
That's awesome.
So, and it's, there's been a lot happening with Days out there. Yeah. Yeah,
very exciting, and all those are supposed to happen like about the last week of October or so.
Yeah, and he's he's in the Days weekly preview. I don't know if we finally got to see. And he's talking to Stefano. It's like a real quick
I'm gonna have to check
Martinez.
That out. I hadn't seen it. Yes, Carrie was just mentioning the A.
He's in the same clip with Eve, and then you see them, and then I think you see. Andre talking to Stefano, and so that's exciting. They say we're supposed to see the killer is revealed on the 24th, and then Andre shows up on the 25th. And there's a lot of funny theories out there of like who the killer is. I don't know if you've been I've been reading on different sites. Some people think it's Clyde. Some people think it's Aiden. Other people think it's Ben. And then some people think it's Andre in a Clyde mask. Because of the whole, they might go back to that 80s thing where he wore a Roman mask. So, I don't know. Yeah. No, but I'm thinking Clyde is too obvious. Andre's too obvious. Aiden, I don't know. I'm thinking Ben maybe. But Ben's obvious too. They say it's somebody, then I think the headline on the Soap Opera Digest is something, you won't believe who it is.
Oh.
So I don't know. Does any of you guys have any ideas who you think it might be?
I don't know.
I'm still leaning towards Ben. I don't know who else it could be.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering because of the way it's set up where she's pregnant and, like, about to marry him. You know, I don't know. But it does remind me a little bit of the good old days, though, just having... having a little bit of a mystery for a change and stuff like that, you know.
Oh, I think it's improved greatly.
The
fighting and the it's holding my interest. The characters, the dialogue.
And it was nice seeing I just managed to get to see Friday's episode so far this week, but it was so nice seeing Patch and John working together again.
I'm enjoying Steve. I always liked him. I like that. Going back to the old days because they even Steve said, look at us. Look at this. Us, we're working together again.
Yeah.
And how they're going to try to find what happened to Bo, and and John's trying to find his past, and they brought up that Petros. Remember that back?
Mm-hmm.
That goes back into the 80s.
What's his backstory? Because I don't remember.
Petros,
yeah.
I don't either.
I don't really. Then he was a Russian spy. Then he worked with Stefano, or for Stefano.
I don't know. John recognized when he pulled up that, was it a school or what was it, that he pulled up on the computer, and it made it look like he was remembering something, like it triggered a memory of his or something.
Yeah, but because now they can change, they've changed John's history so many times. It was so funny. I don't think it was this week or last week. He says, I don't know whether I'm an Alamein, a Brady, a jewel thief, a priest. He doesn't know who he was. Because if you remember when he comes to town, he came with bandages on and he got his name, John Black, off a plaque.
Right.
And a veteran. Yes, that's how. That's all he knows. And then they've kind of made up his history from there. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yep. So, I don't know. Changing subjects, I even actually enjoyed seeing Gabby back, which to me was really surprising. But I really, it was her back.
Wasn't that a hurry up? Kind of that came out of the blue. And there was?
Yeah.
There's Gabby. All of a sudden, it's like, how did that happen? Rafe's on the phone. He gets a phone call. And then he's talking, it's like, what? Or he's like, he's surprised. And then the next scene goes to someone, and then the next scene comes back, and Gabby's just walking in.
Yeah.
I guess Aiden got her off somehow. Some kind of technicality.
Yeah. Technicality.
Yeah.
It was good to see her back.
Yeah, I guess.
You're a big Hernandez fan, I know.
Hernandez fan, yeah. And then, A. Martinez is coming back, and if he has to be a Hernandez, that's okay. Because it's him. I enjoy him. Unfortunately, they had to make him a Hernandez, and then it's all going to come out that he's Paige's father. Did you hear that?
I figured that.
Isn't that odd?
I figured that's where they were going with that.
Yeah. Obviously, she just gave Paige a different last name. Did Paige ever know her dad? Because it's Larson, right? Paige Larson.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if Paige ever knew him or not, I guess. I guess we'll find out. Rafe didn't know that was his sister that got killed. Another sister, in fact.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you, it's like the kiss of death to be related to Rafe, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and poor Rafe's the one who's... was there and saw her body such a sad. He saw her there dead in the shower.
Yeah.
Aww.
But Rafe is finding amazing. Rafe's kind of on Chad's side. He's believing Chad. He's giving him the benefit of the doubt. And he's not being okay.
Yeah. We were remarking about how Kate wasn't on at all last week. So.
They didn't have any of that storyline about the whole Kate, Teresa, and Nicole thing, because I thought she could get, could have a good story involving that. It sounded like.
I hope they don't just drop that.
Yeah. There's some good scenes with Victor and Stefano. But Stefano is in the. Stephanie, did you talk about Stephanie taking his heart attack?
Carrie was starting to talk about that, and I didn't see it. What did you? If you guys could elaborate on what went on when Victor went in there, because I didn't see it.
Well, he went in there and more or less told him. He called him, I think, in Italian, Estronzo, which is like a piece of shit or something. It was like that's what it means in Italian.
Greek?
Greek or Italian or something. He used Greek and Italian or something. I don't know.
Oh,
but I don't know. I guess he was telling them to back off the police with Chad, because if they dig, might find something on Victor. He says anytime something goes wrong, they're going to come after Kyriakos. And at least that's what I got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that what you got, Carrie? Something? I don't know. It was kind of confusing.
Yes. Yeah, Victor really wanted Chad put behind bars so they would stay away from Victor, you know.
Stay away from Victor so he won't find out all the stuff Victor's been doing.
Yeah, but I don't know what happened to them because they're not, Justin obviously is not investigating any Kyriakuses, so I don't understand what that had to do with anything, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and Justin's still gung-ho on, you know, blaming Chad.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden.
Oh, speaking of Paige, after I watched the episodes and people were, you know, openly discussing Paige's death, I'm like, well, wait a second. Did I miss it when Teresa found out? And everybody on Twitter is like, no, they never showed that. How the hell do you not have Teresa?
I was wondering about that. Ooh, that's her niece.
Why would you not? Yeah. Yes. I mean, Teresa, JJ, and Eve were the ones closest to Paige.
Mm-hmm.
Except for her random friend
that
popped up.
Yeah, that crossed my mind, too. And I thought it was just because I've been watching it so sporadically lately. I thought, I must have missed something because she doesn't even seem like she knows that her niece is dead.
Yeah, I don't think anybody told her, right? I don't think there's been any scenes with her finding out, has there?
No, the last scene I saw with Teresa, she fell asleep in the Kyriakos living room making new designs, and Brady comes over and puts a blanket on her, and I think something popped up on an iPad about Paige's murder. Mm-hmm. And that, I'm like, oh, okay, well, Brady's going to tell her that her niece is dead, and then I never saw them again. I mean, mm-hmm. What the hell? How do you skip that part? How do you skip that?
I don't know. I don't know if it happened with the different writers or some things. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually talking about it on Twitter right now. I have at Susie Cusey and at Bella Figueria 64. That's what we're all talking about. You know, why the hell did they? Yeah, why did they ignore Teresa? That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I mean. That's my big problem with this whole series, Color Superline. I mean, obviously, some of these deaths weren't a surprise. We knew the actors were gone, and they were all newish characters that haven't been there that long.
And how are they going to tie them all in? You know, is there going to be a common thread of why it's these characters, or it's only because we need to get rid of these characters, so we're just going to kill them? And it has to, you know, they're going to make it make sense.
I don't feel like anybody in town, usually when we have the serial killer storylines, everybody's a little scared to be alone, you know what I mean? And there's no emotional impact. Only Eric cared that Serena was dead, cared that Paige was dead.
That's a good point.
It's not.
There's not a feeling, there's not an ominous feeling of doom yet, anyway.
No, nobody's scared or there's no fear going through the town.
That's a very good point, It's not. Maybe it will grow soon, but not right now.
How about the big news that Will Horton is going to get killed? That is amazing to me.
I'm shocked that
they're killing the character. Okay, maybe the actor. I can see getting rid of that, maybe.
But I never thought
but killing the character.
I'm really shocked about that.
He is like a major character tied to the Hortons and the Bradys. And
I know.
He's
Kate and Marlena's grandson. I mean, you know, he's
Nammy's
son. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I'm just really shocked that they did that. I'm really, really shocked.
Yeah, I don't know where they're, you know, so I don't know if he's supposed to be, I know there's the third one coming up. Is he supposed to be the third one? I don't know. I know Teo had said on his, it said on the preview things, where he had an interview with Michael Logan, and he said he comes to town, and Stefano is, you know, telling him to lay low, because of all this going on. But did you see that? And he doesn't do this, and he ends up at the funeral. And everybody is shocked to see him, and he comes to the funeral of whoever this third victim is, you know, causing in havoc. So,
yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's if it's Will or if it's Daniel or who. Because Daniel's supposed to. I don't know. Well, but then Summer's supposed to die, but not by the serial killer.
Right, that's Daniel. Yeah, that's Daniel.
Daniel. Okay.
Oh, Daniel's supposed to die, but not by the serial killer?
But not by the serial killer.
Oh, that's odd.
And, you know, something's going to happen to Clyde. Something's probably going to happen to Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Aiden's...
I just think it's a shame that they're getting... I mean, I love Bo and Hope, always have, but I really enjoy Hayden, and I'm really sad that they're killing off Aiden or whatever, or getting rid of his character or whatever.
He's like the bad guy now.
Yeah, and I hate it that they've done this 180 with his character. He's getting the Ian McAllister treatment, basically, from the writers.
Yeah, I saw Sierra was back on, which I find going to be funny because Kayla was talking to Joey, and Joey's like 16, okay, and then here's his cousin, his little cousin Sierra. She was talking about, you know, Sierra once you can see your cousin Sierra, okay, talking Sierra at 10. So then all of a sudden, the next time we see Joey and Sierra together, Sierra's going to be the same age as Joey, and they're going to be hanging around. Yeah. Kind of odd.
Yeah, that's weird. That's awkward.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it is.
I thought that too.
So Laura and Bowles last scenes were this last week?
Oh, I don't know if it's this week, but it's going to be, it's going to be soon probably. Yeah, I don't know. So what do you think
that we're losing all the kids that we've watched grow up.
Yeah, oh yeah, especially her. I mean, to lose her, you know, she was really good at that age, and she's, you know, a little good little actress, but that's what happens, I guess. But I was also enjoying the scenes with, like, Steve and Kayla and Joey and that whole dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then also between Bo and Steve and Kayla. I mean, Hope and Steve and Kayla. So that was fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I love Steve and Kayla, and, you know, I hope they give them just a real nice, slow burn and no hurry reuniting them. Just take their time.
Oh, yeah, she still has her doubts, but then in a way she does, but kind of warming up a little bit to him, but
mm-hmm.
still being a little cautious, because now he's going to go away. Now he's going to find Bo. Although I think he has Kayla kind of believing a little bit after he told her some of the stuff. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I think Kayla kind of believing. You know. What else did you guys talk about at the beginning? I missed the first 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were thinking Will, Andre, Dean Martinez, Victor, and Stefano. Yeah. Oh, do you want to talk about the Marlena and Chad scenes when Chad got hypnotized?
Oh, yeah. That was good.
They were good. Yeah. Yeah. I'm really liking Billy Flynn.
Oh, he's great.
He's great.
He's good with everybody. He's one of those that just almost everybody. In fact, the only person he hasn't had on-screen chemistry with was Jordan, who's no longer there. But, you know, it's like, you know, the one person they put him with, you know, but everybody else, he just has this great on-screen chemistry with, I mean, of any, you know, whatever kind, you know?
Yeah. He's really believable as a Demerit too. In fact, I know it's cute on Twitter tonight. Teo tweeted to him saying that he heard he did a good job with his scenes with Daddy. And he says something about, I'll be watching you or I'm watching you or something. And they kind of had a little back and forth. And Billy Flynn answered him and said something.
Aww.
He says, oh, you have brother. He called him brother, you know, and that's the whole thing now. Everybody's confused because now I think it's going to be explained in a few short lines. It's going to be explained how Andre is the son instead of the nephew. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, what did you think about that? Did you think that change was necessary? Arianne.
Do I think it was necessary? No, not really. Yeah, I don't think so. But I don't know. I'm just curious to see why. because now it's, okay, if it's his son, did he, you know, how back in the day when he was his nephew and he had his looks changed because to look like Tony. Now, is that, did that still happen? You know what I mean? Because then, but then again, Tony isn't, it ended up Tony wasn't Stefano's son. Then he made him his son again? See, that's, it's very confusing.
Well,
if you know the
I thought Tony was the gardener's son, but raised
what?
By Stefano,
mm-hmm.
So essentially. So in a way, though, it does explain why Andre was always so jealous of Tony. If he was
right.
really Stefano's
if
son,
he was really
biologically.
Stefano's son.
Yeah.
Right.
That should be
but
kind
I'm wondering.
Of interesting.
True. And did he know it all these years that he was really a son? And what, or did he just find out? That's the thing. He was
mm-hmm.
The nephew. Did
yeah.
he grow up thinking he was his nephew and just found out that he was his son? Or has he
mm-hmm.
always known he was his son? So, yeah.
Yeah.
See,
yeah, it should be interesting.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm willing to suspend some of the
yeah.
history. You know, it's like it's one of those things where you know what, we just want to see him on screen and we want it to be good.
Oh yeah, well I don't
it.
Care if he's
yeah.
Andre
yeah.
or Tony.
I really,
or
really
both.
Hope.
I don't. Care.
I really hope when he walks into the funeral though that he does that backward door kick thing that he does so well.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
We'll see what mm-hmm. I wanted. What I wanted is to come into the mansion and open the doors
oh, yeah.
with that's both what, hands
yeah.
and yell his, like how he says, father, you know, father, I'm home, you know,
for
or
sure.
I'm back or something. But, you know, I don't
yeah.
know what it'll be. But, yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's
exciting.
Usually a good end.
It's nice
usually.
To be excited about Dave again, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
a
it
lot
is noticeable. It is noticeably better. I mean, just the few episodes that I've seen in the last while.
And it's nice to see the familiar, you know,
oh,
the familiar faces back. You know.
Speaking of which, Carrie, did you? I'm not sure if you posted the ratings, but did you see that about the demo beating
yeah.
Y&R?
Oh yeah.
Beating Y&R in the what? The 20? What was it? What age group? 18 to 34 demo.
Mhm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're
that's
both up.
Incredible.
Both age groups are up, yeah. I think a lot of people are coming back because of the 50th, because, you know, the hype of the 50th. And
but what's interesting, though, is it's the 18 to 34-year-olds. I mean, there are 30-year-olds that have never seen Patch before, that have watched Dave's for
right.
a year, you know, or
none of
or
them,
whatever,
probably.
You know.
Well,
yeah. I mean, of course, he was back. They were back for a while in 2006, 2007,
true, yeah.
2008. But I mean, like in terms of history, though, there are a lot of people in that demographic that don't even know any of these characters. But I just think that's kind of cool that the younger demographic was so like into, you know. So I don't know. I'm just really I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out because we hadn't talked about the ratings yet. I thought that was really interesting.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good to see Dave back up there in the ratings because, boy, you know how long they've been been.
Well, the big
bad.
They finally got the elephant out of the room.
That I think that's what did it. That elephant
yeah.
finally left. Yeah. So.
It's like, is it safe to come back? So I'm like, I've been kind of peeking in tentatively, the same here. You know, it's like. I just didn't. Oh, that story was so awful. I feel bad for the actors involved with it because it wasn't their fault. But oh, that was awful. I really think that along with a few other things could have almost ended up tanking the show completely. It's almost like if it weren't the 50th and they weren't bringing back some of these vets and everything, I honestly don't know if it would have made it through that storyline without serious. repercussions.
mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting a lot of good actors back, a lot of good hot-looking actors back, and you know,
uh-huh.
all one at
or
the same time.
Or, yeah. People
yeah.
that fan favorites and people from different soaps that are you know that we actually really like and stuff. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they also. Yeah, I know it's fun. It's just lots of good stuff. So hopefully
I guess
it'll be good for the
hoping.
Show.
Hope and Aiden are planning their wedding around the bicentennial, and I guess Ben and Abby are planning maybe to get married in the Martin Mansion. So,
yeah, I thought that was interesting when they mentioned that.
Yeah, they talked about the Martin Mansion the other week. Yeah, it's always good to see Julie too. Always stuck in Julie.
Yeah.
There was nothing more about Carolyn. Remember, she was having her problems there, but there's no more of that on this week.
I love Chad and Abby, but I gotta say though, for all the more that I was really disappointed with Abby. Ben confesses he has a tracking app on her phone, and he's been tracking her.
She didn't
seem that upset about it, and then she had sex with him right afterwards. Yeah. I'm like, what? That's not normal behavior. I mean, I just
screaming and taking the phone and throwing it or something, you know?
She should have been mad. And I'm actually getting tired of seeing them in bed all the time. I mean, they both have jobs, and they're just constantly in bed. Or Abby's constantly eating. She should be like 200 pounds by now. I mean, she's eating a lot, though. Cracks me up.
Well, you know what confused me, though, is they're in bed, and yet Marlena is still at work. She just let Chad leave, and then Clyde shows up. Steve and John are sitting there working, and Abby and Ben are already in bed. Like, okay, what day is it? Is it, you know?
Is Ben still working? I know he's supposed to be going to school. Is he still working at Club DPT or whatever that is, TBD? Or then, he got another job. He left there and is working somewhere else. I don't know. Rafe's club. Rafe's done with the club, right? He's back on the force.
Mm-hmm.
Does Victor still have that club?
How did Rafe end up getting back on the force? Because he was kicked off of it for ethics. So how did he get back on?
Oh, probably pulled some strings.
Oh, gotcha.
I know they explained it. Is it kind of like
Roman and, like suddenly Abe is the new mayor again and this and that, and like Roman and Abe just they each trade off with the commissioner role, depending on what day of the week it is and everything?
It has been that way, yeah.
This is just an odd thing, but odd random thought, but not that I'm so good at. But I noticed on my UVerse, the cast description, it was always listing six actors. And I noticed that Josh Taylor is no longer listed on there. They have Drake and Deidre back on there, and they have Lauren Coslow, and then Christian Alfonso. I can't remember who else, but they don't have but Josh's name was dropped, and it was on there all the time.
Yes, I've been hearing stuff about that. That's what somebody put out there. Did you hear something about Roman supposed to be the killer? That was another one, because they said about his name being dropped and he's not on the book. I don't think he's on the book tour.
Oh.
Every actor is on the book tour at some point or another.
That's odd.
And there was something else that made people think, is he leaving, or are they getting rid of him, or why he would be the killer?
They still had, for the longest time, they still had James Scott on the list, and it took him a long time to take Peter Reckle off, because it had Peter Reckle's name on there for a long time. But, I mean, I just noticed it the other day that all of a sudden, his name was gone. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, though, I think it's interesting that when they updated the tags, the cast tags for that his name is suddenly not on there.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know if it means anything, but it just was interesting because it just kind of caught me off. It just kind of surprised me. I don't know. Anyway, might not mean anything, but it's kind of a curiosity, I guess.
How are they having Eve leave? She's not getting killed off, is she?
I don't think so.
Kathy's leaving, no.
Oh, this is interesting. I just looked it up. They have Peter Hall, Christian Alfonso, Drake, Suzanne Rogers, Melissa Reeves, and Lauren Coslow. Those are listed as the six. They always just have six names on that cast and crew listed for Days on the U-verse, at least on my U-verse description. And so it looks like they've, you know, added Drake and Dieter back and gotten rid of James Reynolds and Josh Taylor on there. And they got rid of James Scott, too, on there because he was on there for a long time. Anyway, interesting, huh?
Yeah.
But it probably doesn't mean anything, but it's kind of just an observation.
Okay, let's kind of wrap it up soon. Is there anything else anybody wants to mention today?
Can't think of anything.
Can't think of anything more.
I think we covered.
A lot going on. Yeah.
On and off the set. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, next week should be exciting.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this should be a really good, this should be a banner week, folks. If you haven't tuned in a while, it's time.
Time to tune in this. See who the killer is.
See Teo back on screen, too.
Mm-hmm.
And A. Martinez.
Is he coming this week, too?
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Like the same time, same week, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okie dokie. Talk to everybody next week.
Okay,
all right.
Next week. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.